RadioArchives.com presents Operator No. 5 Magazine from February 1936. Rockets from Hell. The 23rd Adventure of James Christopher, Operator No. 5, America's Secret Service Ace, by Emil C. Tepperman, writing as Curtis Steele, read by Milton Bagby. Those strange, impassioned orators preached peace and the brotherhood of man as they tongue-lashed their eager, duped recruits to brutal deeds, bloody violence, and suicide, while dull-witted authorities ridiculed Jimmy Christopher, Operator No. 5 of the Secret Service. The Dragon Emperor ruthlessly conquered New England. When America seemed altogether doomed, when his loved ones had sacrificed themselves in vain, Operator No. 5 undertook one last lone-handed counterattack, from which he could not hope to return alive. And now, James Christopher, Operator No. 5's thrilling adventures, Rockets from Hell. Chapter 1. Empire at Stake. It was 8:11 in the evening when the strange sound was first heard in the skies, off the coast of Florida. It was a weird whistling noise, such as might be made by a large object traveling through the air with the speed of a shell, except that the noise was 10 times louder than that made by any shell. It came from the direction of the Atlantic Ocean, whined high above the Florida Keys, then swung northward. At the time mentioned, the sound was recorded on the drum of the seismograph at the Naval Observatory at Key West. So powerful was the aerial disturbance that it caused the indicator needle of the delicate instrument to vibrate in the same manner as during a minor earth tremor. However, the seismograph almost at once returned to normal, and the sound in the skies abruptly died away, just as the hum of a departing airplane dies out, but considerably faster. Less than 10 minutes later, the same sound was heard in the night skies above Tampa. Jacksonville and Charleston heard the noise in quick succession. Telephone calls began to pour into the offices of the Coast and Geodetic Survey in the Department of Commerce building in Washington. Panicky queries from the cities where the sound had been heard remained unanswered for perhaps another 15 minutes, and then the nature and destination of the noise was partially ascertained in a horrible and gruesome manner. Newport News, a vital United States naval base, was the destination of that whistling noise. From the skies it descended, taking shape and form, but the thing which was making the sound was traveling almost with the speed of light. Men's eyes turned upward as the sound grew louder in the passing of split seconds, filling their ears with its horrid whistling, which was suddenly turned to a tremendous screeching. In the second that they were vouchsafed a glimpse of the speeding thing, they saw an object which rather resembled a huge cigar. It flashed downward toward the shipyards of Newport News like a comet, giving off iridescent sparks as it cleaved through the air. One moment it was far above them. The next, it had struck full in the center of the Granite State, the newly completed and largest capital ship of the United States Navy, destined to be the flagship of the Atlantic Fleet. Besides the USS Granite State, there were in the dry docks of Newport News at the time the rocket struck 2 more heavy cruisers in the course of construction, 2 light cruisers, 2 submarines, and 7 sleek destroyers. These ships were being rushed to completion in accordance with the plans of the Navy Department to build the United States Navy up to full strength sanctioned by the Washington and London naval treaties. Those plans were knocked into a cocked hat at the moment that the whistling thing from the skies struck the Granite State. The explosion that followed was heard as far north as Bridgeport, Connecticut, as far west as Chattanooga, Tennessee, in Norfolk and Portsmouth, across the watery surface of Hampton Roads from Newport News. Not a window was left unshattered. Buildings trembled, and the sidewalks cracked in hundreds of places. The night was made garish with flames as tall geysers of wreckage were hurtled into the air to the accompaniment of explosion after explosion. The waters of Chesapeake Bay were cluttered with the mangled remnants of men and ships. Burning spars floated out to the ocean. Of Newport News, no single trace remained. There were no more dry docks, no more canteens, no more ships. The Granite State and her sister ships were as completely destroyed as if they had never been built, and the largest shipyard in America was wiped entirely from the face of the earth.